بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home of the receiver, in dunya we are concerned about our position in the eyes of people. لوگوں کی نظر میں ہمارا کیا رتبہ ہے, کیا مرتبہ ہے, what is our position and status in the eyes of makhluq, whereas our real concern should be what is our position in the eyes of the khaliq. Every second of our life we should be concerned that in the eyes of my Allah, what is my position. And therefore, when a person makes dhikrullah, immediately his mind is reminded, or his heart is reminded, or the person is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of Allah ta'ala's greatness, Allah's supremacy, Allah's wahdaniyat, Allah's oneness, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion, Allah's benevolence, Allah's mercy, Allah's love for us. The ni'mat Allah has provided for us. And these are things that we have to remind ourselves or again and again. In the Surah Mulk, we recited, every single verse is talking about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, reminding us. If Allah Ta'ala has to withhold and stop and restrain and hold back our rosy, Allah said, أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ. Who's the one who will provide for you then? In amsaka rizqa, if Allah has to hold back a person's rosy, if Allah has to hold back the rosy that He's providing for us, then who is the one who is going to provide for us? Allah even talks about the bird flying in the sky, and Allah says that when the bird is flying in the sky, who is holding it up in the air? Ma yumsikunna illa ar-Rahman. It's only Allah ar-Rahman, the one who is most merciful. Allah says, if the water that we're drinking suddenly goes down, seeps down into the ground, into the earth, then who is the one who will remove the water for you? Who will make it spring out, gush forth? Everything is the control of Allah. Right in the beginning verse, Allah talks about the skies, how beautifully He has built it and created it. Allah says, if you look and try and see for any faults and any flaws and any cracks, and any fissures in the sky, try and find any faults, Allah says. Allah says, look again, karratain, look twice. Your eyes will come back exhausted. You will look and look and try and search for some little fault. Impossible. Allah says, Allah has created these seven skies so powerful. So throughout Allah Ta'ala talks about His qudrat. Then Allah even talks about His wrath, His punishment. That when Allah Ta'ala will punish, then who will save us from His punishment? And therefore Allah has given us the chance in dunya to turn to Him, to turn to Him. We have to realize that He is our Khaliq and He is our Raziq. It's not only when some pareshani comes to us, some sickness or some financial difficulty or some problem, and that is the only time we turn to Allah. No. A true believer, the one who's got the real love for Allah and whose heart the love of Allah is dominant. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who are true believers, their heart has got more love for Allah Ta'ala than anything else in the world. So these are the people who remember Allah in all times, all conditions. Not only in times of adversity, but even in times of happiness and prosperity. And therefore, what is the question that I have posed tonight for myself and for all of us? Let us check ourselves and see, Allah ki nazar mein, in the eyes of my Allah, what is my maqam? What is my position? We have these Mubarak days left of Sha'ban, and soon the month of Ramadan comes. And what a beautiful occasion to bond again with Allah. Every moment of Ramadan is only enjoyment in the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is fasting, he's pondering over Allah Ta'ala. Because he knows that he's unable to eat certain things or anything during the day. is unable to do certain things during the day. Allah has made those mubah things normally which is permissible, but during the month of Ramadan, whilst fasting, those things are now made haram for him to do. So he's conscious of Allah Ta'ala. He's aware that he is keeping roza for the sake of Allah. He does not want to quarrel, he doesn't want to fight, he doesn't want to be ghibat, and he's cleaning and polishing his heart. Then at night, beside the five daily salats, he's reading, you find month of Ramadan after Zuhr Salat or Asr, Quran reading, a person is opening the Quran after Fajr, and even in Taraweeh, he stands for such a long period of time. Every other day, the Imam said, a little bit extra Isha, the man is finished. But Taraweeh, everybody is waiting to listen to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. We wait for the khatam of the Quran, and we wait to recite more and more Quran. Tasbihat, we glorify Allah, we take the name of Allah, dua takes place before at the time of iftar, time of sehri. Person is happy, enjoying every moment. Why? Because it is a pure life. It's a pure life. May Allah Ta'ala give us that purity of life. May Allah give us hayatan tayyiba. May Allah make us realize, believe me, we are just wasting our efforts and our time. And every breath of ours only in haram pursuits. Only in quarreling, making ghibat, carrying tales, making buhtan, tohmat on people. We're not realizing sometimes we are touching, pressing the wrong button. We're actually talking ill of the friends of Allah. Then comes the night of 15 Shaaban. We send some SMS, some WhatsApp. Please make maaf for everything. That is nifaq, hypocrisy. We must have true purity of heart. Be like Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. We make ghibat of the whole world. We actually cause takleef to people. And we poison the minds of innocent ones. Young masoom children, we poison their minds against people. And we make them hate people. Don't we realize what are we doing? Then we ask, why is Allah's azab coming? We cause friction between husband and wife. We cause problems in families, between business partners. We incite people against others. We find faults. Nobody is prepared to defend the dignity of his Muslim brother or sister. Ikhtilaf, there's only disputes in organizations, amongst the scholars, amongst the people making effort for the work of deen. Every facet that we look is only ikhtilaf, ikhtilaf, ikhtilaf. Whereas Rasulullah came into this world to make ittihad, to join and unite the hearts. And that is why in our masjid, in our saf, in salat, in jamaat, we stand next to one another's shoulder, we stand in a straight saf. And Rasulullah had mentioned that if a person is jutting out of the saf, he's not in line, then that will create disunity in the hearts of the people. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah make us realize that we are not in this dunya forever. We have to face Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, we have to give back for whatever rights of Allah we did not fulfill in this world. We have to pay for it. And also hukukul ibad, the rights of people that we have usurped. The wrongs that we have done. We have cheated, we have deceived people. We get such cases, sometimes we hear such things. Allah forgive us. Is it a Muslim who's doing such things? Can he be a mu'min? Can he be a Muslim? Impossible a Muslim does such things. And then we have the desire, the whole ummah, all the non-Muslims embrace Islam. But our character is not right. Our akhlaq is not right. May Allah give us, give me first, give all of us hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh my Allah, show me the straight path, show me the straight path. Ya Allah, I want to become your friend. Ya Allah, before the 15th night of Shaaban comes, let me make amends. Let us ask everybody to forgive us, and genuinely. And doesn't mean after the 15th of Shaaban, again you start making ghibat and carrying tales and hurting and usurping the person's right. No. We do not know when maut will strike, when maut will come. Then our kitabs will close, finish. Our life in this world has terminated. Now it will be presented to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. We have the chance, we have some hayat in us. Allah knows how long we're going to live. Whatever the few seconds and minutes and hours and days and months we have, let us now be concerned in the eyes of my Allah. What is my position? Don't we want to become closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Despite our weaknesses, Allah ta'ala will raise our condition. Allah ta'ala will improve our standards. Allah will give us that high maqam of salihin, muttaqeen, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen. Provided we follow the commandments of Allah and Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cleanse and purify our hearts. And that is why we make dhikr of Allah to remind ourselves of the wahdaniyat of Allah ta'ala. The greatness of Allah. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else in this world comes to an end. Nothing remains besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah always was, Allah will always remain. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Enjoy making the dhikr of Allah. Feel the sweetness on our tongue, the serenity in our heart. We are taking the name of our beloved Allah. So much of peace, angels surround the gathering of dhikr. Allah's mercy comes upon the gathering of dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala make us true dhakireen, shakireen. May Allah make us realize His azmat, His greatness. Allah is waiting for us. Allah is waiting for us. All Allah wants from us that we turn sincerely towards Him. May Allah give me tawfiq first and all of us to spend the remaining days that we have in this dunya correctly, and especially the remaining days of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan. May Allah make it be such that we are amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives in the month of Ramadan. May Allah make it such that we are amongst those people who gain Jannat and whose souls are emancipated from the fire of Jahannam, and whose fasting is accepted and Taraweeh and Ibadah is accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. Somebody who might be listening to this talk, they might think, what are you talking about Laylatul Qadr? Still a long way to go. But dua we make from now, we do not know when our duas are answered. Perhaps we are asking now and Allah will grant it to us. Allah will give us the tawfiq of Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. Recite the Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mountains of sins upon our head, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the sins completely, Allah. Wash away all these gunas with the flood of your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the rivers and the oceans, ya Allah, of your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for your maghfirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, my Allah. Our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Our friends, our musallis, our muta'aliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, our family members, our brothers and sisters who are listening to this program, our brothers who have come here tonight, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want you, ya Allah, to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Give us your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us farma bardar bandas, my Allah. Make us obey you and Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make the sunnat come into our lives, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Make us value every single moment in this life, ya Allah. And make us spend it correctly, my Allah, according to your commands, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your jazm, my Allah, pull us, my Allah, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of your weakest, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are arhamar rahimin. You are most merciful of all those who show mercy. You are al-qawi, my Allah. You are not ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not incapable, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not weak, my Allah. You are ghani and hamid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, the barakat of Sha'ban and the barakat of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our ambitions and desires that we have for the month of Ramadan, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this masjid be filled with anwarat, ya Allah, of your rahmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais muraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have different duas, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters in home is listening over the receiver, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're begging from you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. There are so many people who are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. So many have left this world. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Bury al jannah al baqi. The shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya qadi al hajat, ya dafi al baliyat, ya hal al mushkilat. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, mukharrabin, maqbuleen, ya Allah. Create peace and muhabbat in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite our hearts. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us look at haram. Don't make us speak haram. Don't make us consume haram, my Allah. Don't make us touch haram. Don't make us go towards haram. Don't make us think haram, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.